from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington. Iraq Parliament collapses. Baghdad teetered on the edge of political chaos today. The city is in a state of emergency. Protesters are occupying parts of the once secure international zone. Lawmakers have run away, and the military is on high alert. By this morning, protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr continued to crowd the streets in front of the country's now empty parliament and gather in what is known as the zone's celebration square. Lawmakers fled Saturday after protesters stormed into the parliament. Some 60 lawmakers, mostly from the minority Kurdish and Sunni parties, flew out of the capital for Erbil and Sulaymaniyah in the northern autonomous Kurdish region. Supporters of Sadr have been demonstrating outside the walls of the Green Zone for months. Hassania Ali was among them. Hassan Ali says today is the last chance for the Iraqi government to understand the protesters are calling for change. In a televised speech Saturday, Sadr warned if change doesn't happen, the entire government will be brought down. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Geneva today for talks on the Syrian situation. The State Department said in a Saturday release that Kerry will discuss ongoing efforts to reaffirm a cessation of hostilities throughout Syria. Kerry called the U.N. envoy to Syria and the Syrian negotiations coordination in preparation for the trip. State Department spokesman said the top American diplomat made it clear that ending the violence in Aleppo and returning to a cessation of hostilities is a top priority. This is VOA News.